So in February, so quite recently, it was about nearly 7 months now. I was full term with my little boy. I didn't think I was gonna cry, sorry.
It's hard to speak it, isn't it? You know.
And everything was fine. And when I went into labour with him, we had his heartbeat checked later on when in the process of labour, and we couldn't find a heartbeat. We think it was down to the cord being wrapped around his neck, but we're not fully sure. It's not something that can be proved, which is something that's quite common with the loss of a baby. They can't ever really give you a reason why, which is something that I've read quite a lot about. So it's not just myself that happens to, not a lot of people get answers to why it's happened. But I got to give birth to him, which was a privilege. It was nice that I was able to do that with him, so I did that naturally. And then we got to spend 3 days with him, which was lovely. We got to dress him and what we wanted, and just spend time with family and friends. They all got to come and visit us, which was lovely.
Please don't wait.
Yeah, he was a big baby.
Oh.
He was 8.13, so he was nearly 9 pounds. So it wasn't easy giving birth to him, but like I say, it was an absolute privilege. Something that I can say that we did together, which I'll always appreciate.
I have to say, you're very brave being able to talk about it so soon. I didn't realise it was actually so recently.
Yeah.
I mean, what actually, you know, when you get to that point, as you say, you're full term and the doctors tell you there's no heartbeat, what do you go through as a young woman?
The only way I can describe it is it feels like you're in a really bad film, you know, you're in a nightmare. It doesn't feel real at all. It's something that I didn't even know could happen. I mean, we're all aware, but I think people, it's just such a sad thing that happens to people. We tend not to think about it or talk about it. So when it did happen to me, I didn't know what was going to happen to him, or you know, if I was allowed to see him. I didn't know how any of it worked, so it was just a massive blur, a numb blur.
We tend to think of, you know, when you get pregnant, you tend to think it's those first few months that are the dangerous months, and once you get past those, it's sort of safe. But it must just be so much more devastating to get to that point.
Absolutely. For me, I feel like 9 months, it's down to you to look after this little life inside you. So I did absolutely everything that I was supposed to. Didn't even drink coffee. You know, did absolutely everything. And I felt like me and my partner, we had a massive bond with him before he was even here. When you get to the hospital, you're more concerned about giving birth because as a first-time mum, you don't really know what's ahead of you. So it's really scary. And you're more scared of the pain. And I think because you're in so much pain, you kind of forget of all the risks that are surrounding what's happening. You feel like they've got it under control, and it's down to them to look after you. And, you know, sometimes things happen and complications happen, and I think it will always catch people off guard because you're always thinking of the happy ending.
It's supposed to be one of the most exciting times in your life, isn't it? And then suddenly it becomes the most
the worst.
devastating, I would imagine.
Yeah, it's hard to be a parent without your child. You just some days you don't know what you're getting out of bed for.
How have you guys, I mean, you're obviously, you know, got a strong relationship and that's great, but how has it impacted you as a couple?
I'd say it made us stronger. We're a family, so we have to look after each other. You know, we're quite young to have to go through something like this. I mean, it's never easy at any age, but we haven't really gone through any major griefs in his life, any bereavements. So this is like we're learning how grief works, and as people that have been through it will know that it's a process where you go through different stages. Everybody feels different, and it's an individual thing. So we're just trying to look out for each other and just make sure that we're both okay.
So this selfie campaign,
Yeah.
It's saying there's 17 babies die a day, is that right, in the UK?
Yeah, 17 a day. So that's including miscarriages, stillbirths, and SIDS, which is after birth babies, and that's 17 a day, which is 6,500 a year. For a country that we have, there's absolutely no reason we should be allowing this to happen. There is a percentage of that I've been reading into that can be saved if we did things differently.
So is that kind of the aim of the campaign?
Absolutely.
Is there something that can change?
Absolutely. The main reason for the campaign is to raise awareness. We are raising money at the same time, and that is going towards research and how to help, and to SANS, which, well,
they don't get a lot of funding, you see, even from, like, the NHS or anything like that. They don't get any funding. So this is why the campaign is starting to make such a taboo subject more aware, and for people to be able to talk about it, and especially my sister and her partner, you know, rather than suffering, you know, in silence, to give them a voice.
Obviously, what you've been through is horrendous. Is there an element of campaigning like this helps you deal with the grief in some way?
I feel like it gives Charlie, who's my son, I feel like it gives him a voice. It gives me something to get up for, to help other people. When I read about the campaign and saw that 17 die a day, I was thinking about how many have died since it's happened to me, and I want to try and get that number down as much as I can. I know of one case already where a girl had gone into labour who knows of my situation, and because of my situation refused to go home, and she, you know, she was a lot more of aware of what could happen, and I just want that to continue for people. I want mothers to know that they should get as much support as they feel they need, especially first-time mothers who are very unaware of what's happening.
Although we couldn't possibly say whether that girl that you were just talking about, whether, you know, I presume her baby survived.
Absolutely, yeah, very healthy baby.
You couldn't say whether or not, you know, she might have had a stillbirth as well.
Yeah.
How does it make you feel knowing that because of your case, potentially, you may have saved her baby's life?
It makes me feel like a proud mum, and I just want to continue to do that, to help other people. I don't ever want anybody to go through what we're going through. As much help as we can give and support to people that it has happened to or will happen to, you know, I want to be there to support them through it as well, because it's a very lonely time.